Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing.
According to a small U.S. real-world study, Spinraza safely stabilizes or improves motor function in older patients with SMA. Researchers also pointed out that objective measures of meaningful improvements in daily life activities are required to better determine treatment effectiveness. The study was called Nusinersen for Older Patients with SMA, a Real-World Clinical Setting Experience. It was published in the journal Muscle and Nerve. Spinraza was developed by Biogen to increase the expression of SMN, and this is the protein that's lacking in SMA. It became the first approved treatment indicated for SMA type 1, 2, and 3 in children and adults in the U.S. This was followed by approval in other countries including Australia, Brazil, Japan, Switzerland, South Korea, Canada, Chile, and all over Europe. Spinraza is injected directly into the spinal canal. It's recommended to be 4 doses of 12 milligrams each for 2 months, and then followed by maintenance treatment every 4 months. While Spinraza's therapeutic effects have been widely demonstrated in earlier stages of the disease, and also in young patients up to 12 and 15 years old, data is limited about its effectiveness in older children and adults with SMA. But this data on older patients is relevant because, according to data, 1/3 of SMA patients currently receiving Spinraza are adults. In the study, researchers at the University of Rochester Medical Center followed 12 SMA patients taking Spinraza. 6 were male and 6 were female, and they were all older than 12 years. They retrospectively analyzed the patient's electronic health data before and after treatment, and this was in terms of side effects and their functional measures. They included their revised upper limb module score, their time to complete a 30-foot walk, any patient-reported improvements, and the 6-minute walk test. Of the 12 patients, 1 had SMA type 1, 4 had type 2, and 7 had type 3. 3 of them were able to walk, and all patients had muscle atrophy, contractures, and scoliosis. The patient's mean age at treatment initiation was 22 years, and they ranged from age 12 to 52. They were followed by a mean of 17.4 months and ranged between 4 and 26 months. 10 patients had follow-up data until at least the first 2 Spinraza maintenance doses. Results showed that all treatment procedures were technically successful. A total of 30 infusions were administered in the cervical or neck region of 4 patients, and 57 was injected into the lumbar or spine region of 8 patients. Side effects were only reported in patients that received Spinraza in the lumbar region, and this included post-treatment headache in 5 patients and site pain in 4 patients. And no patient had discontinued treatment at the last follow-up date. Out of the 9 patients who completed objective motor function assessments, 6 remained stable and 3 showed motor improvements. Patients who completed the second maintenance dose demonstrated at least a 2-point change in the revised upper limb module score. This means they gained the ability to perform at least one more task than they had been able to before treatment. One of the patients who was able to walk showed an improvement in their 6-minute walk test. They could do 18 meters before treatment and 75 meters after treatment. 8 patients reported improvements in endurance and their hand strength, which are of course critical for daily living activities. And 5 reported having louder and clearer speech. Improvements were also reported in patients' muscle strength, range of motion, ability to walk or stand, heart rate, constipation, and cough strength. They also had reduced lung infections and subsequent hospitalizations. In the end, these findings suggest that Spinraza administration is safe and well tolerated, and that treatment leads to motor function stabilization or improvement in SMA patients who are 12 or older. Researchers suggest that routine administration of quality of life scales in the clinical practices should be considered. They also noted that longer studies and new objective measures are required to determine the effectiveness of Spinraza in this patient population.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. When you have a disease that's considered the number one genetic killer of infants, getting old doesn't cross your mind that often. At least it didn't for me. If I didn't think about aging myself, I certainly didn't fathom my parents getting old. Now that I'm 40 though, it's actually becoming reality. My mom is approaching 68, as her birthday is less than 2 months away. Don't tell her I spilled the beans on her age. As she ages, I have to look at her role as a caregiver and look to the future. When Dad passed away a few years ago, it was quite a shock. Although most kids outlive their parents, it's not always the case with SMA. At any rate, it gave me a reality check. I need to be prepared to be totally self-reliant. Not only that, I need to be aware of Mom's needs. She's always said doing my cares keeps her young, but I have to be careful not to overextend that. At the moment, I think we have a good balance, but it's something I always need to reevaluate. Being self-reliant doesn't mean I have to do things totally on my own. Certainly when you can't reach your face, that's not possible. Therefore, I have an entire crew to help me, including PCAs, family, friends, and neighbors. It's my responsibility, though, to coordinate everything to make sure my needs are met. Not only that, I make all of my appointments and schedule my transportation to get there. In truth, it can be overwhelming. But as an adult, those are my responsibilities. Besides, with that stuff taken care of, Mom and I can do fun things like plan our next project. Mom has done so much for me my entire life. Thus, she deserves something special for her birthday. Nothing I could give would be enough. However, I know one of her least favorite things to do is grocery shopping and spending a lot of time in the kitchen. Therefore, I'm getting her a HelloFresh subscription. Ingredients delivered right to her door with easy prep instructions. Has anyone tried HelloFresh or any other similar subscription boxes? Head on over to smanewstoday.com/forums and let me know because I love trying new things. Fingers crossed she likes it. Do you think about your aging parents? What steps have you taken to become self-reliant? If it's not something you've thought about, I encourage you to do so. Have a great day, everyone.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.